Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey guys, I'm Nikki, and I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you want and desire. I'm so happy you're here. Now let's get started. Hey, hey! I am excited to be here. I'm excited to share some info with you guys today about abundance and how you can live a more abundant life and feel more abundant, because you know you can't be abundant unless you feel abundant, and you won't feel abundant unless you are abundant. So that doesn't make sense, but it will, I promise you. So one of the reasons I like to talk about abundance is that it helps us express gratitude. It's a complete mindset shift from lack and what I don't have, what I want, I'm not there yet, this sucks, I want more from my life, and I'm not satisfied with where my life is right now. Okay? Now, being who I am, I always want more, and I think that's okay, and I think that a lot of people, especially people who listen to podcasts, want more. So I'm going to teach you how, just one of the ways that I've learned to find abundance in my life, even though I'm not yet living in an apartment in Spain, right? Because that's like one of my goals. So here we go. Abundance is everywhere, and I was sparked to create this podcast because I was making my Instagram posts for the week, and I created a daily affirmation, and I just created the graphic. This is an affirmation I use all the time, but the affirmation states, "My life is full of abundance. I have so much to be grateful for." And if you're not already following me at wildly_worthy on Instagram, check it out, because I share a lot of stuff on there. And it's a lot more frequent than you're going to get a podcast from me. So like, I'll share daily, usually some post or stories. So I'd love to see you guys there. Anyway, so let's get down to business. Abundance. Abundance is everywhere. And once you start to see this, and once you start to feel this and believe this, watch your life change, okay? Now, I want to start with nature, because nature, Mother Earth, is so abundant. So abundant. From the air that we breathe, we don't run out of air, right? No matter who's breathing and how much they're breathing, there's enough, okay? There's more than enough. So like, even if you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my goodness, there's so much air around me, you are recognizing abundance in your life, okay? There is so much air around me. There's so much air to breathe. I'm so grateful that I can breathe fresh air. Now, some places in the world don't have the freshest air, but I think that here in the U.S., if that's where you are, in Canada, there's some pretty great air, right? And other places have good air too, so don't make that a thing, but I just am most familiar with it. I was in Iceland, and I'd say their air is very pure. Probably more pure than here. So, I can't believe I have all this air. I'm so grateful for it. It's never going to run out on me, right? You can think about the leaves on trees. Now, do this in summer or springtime, not in winter, right? Because in the winter, they fall off. But unless you're looking at evergreens, but you can say, look at all the leaves on the tree. There are so many leaves on that tree. There are so many leaves in this forest. I can't even count them all, right? There's so many. It would be impossible to count. And just recognizing that that's there, right? That's there for you. That's for abundance. It's giving you shade from the sun or from rain or whatever. And then you want to think about, like, if you go to the beach is one of my most favorite places to recognize and really feel and get into the just the embodiment of pure abundance. So you have the sand. So if you look at the sand, how many pieces of sand are on the shore? You don't know. You can't count, right? There's so many. You could count those for every day of your life and you would never still not be able to count all the sand. And that's just one beach. That's just the beach that you're on. Think about all the other beaches in the world that you haven't yet seen or the other ones that you've been to, but you're just not there yet. How much sand is there? Right? So cool. And then, oh my God, the water. The water in the ocean is just so freaking cool and amazing. Like, oh my goodness, like how much water is there? There's so much. Like, it's unfathomable how much water is in the ocean and how powerful it is. That's a side note because that's not about abundance. But how much water, and it keeps coming and it keeps coming and it's still there and it's not going away, right? There's so much water in the ocean. We have more than we need. Right? So cool. So cool. So then, that's nature. Then you can look within your home. You can look at things and recognize an abundance, okay? Me, I have a lot of books, and I just keep buying them. I've always been a book nerd, a bookworm, whatever you want to call it, and I don't know. I like see a book I want to buy. I want to read and I buy it and I haven't finished it. And if you guys follow my Instagram, you see I'm trying to finish 4 books this month because I have like 7 going at a time. It's like I start a book and then I get a new book and I want to start that book too. And people have asked me like, how do I do that? This is another side note. But it's kind of like watching TV. It's like watch an episode of this, then watch an episode of this. I mean, basically, it's not impossible to do, right? And I guess I've trained for it my entire life. I read all the Boxcar Children books, all the Sweet Valley High, all the Babysitter Clubs. I mean, R.L. Stein, he was the man, let me tell you. I love some R.L. Stein. So one of the places I start is I'm like, I have so many books. I have so many books to read. I'm not going to run out of books to read. And that makes me feel good, right? If you're not really a reader, you might look on Netflix and be like, there are so many shows on Netflix. So many shows. There's no way I'm going to be able to watch them all. I can't get through all the shows on Netflix because there's such an abundance of entertainment. There's so much here for me to learn or for me to be entertained by that I'm just gonna pick what I want to watch right now. It's so abundant, I get to choose. I get to choose which one of these thousands of shows, I don't know the number of shows on Netflix, but I get to choose which one. And having the power to say I get to choose is really cool. It's a really bold statement to make because a lot of times we get frustrated when we feel like we don't have a choice or we're forced into something or we have no control. But you get to choose, right? Just like I get to choose which book I read. And I watch Netflix too, so don't let me fool you on that one. You can look at things as simple as powdered laundry detergent or laundry detergent powder. I don't know how to say that. But if you open like a box of Tide and you look in there and there are all those little pieces, powders, how much is in there? It's so abundant. There are so many pieces. You couldn't count them. okay? The hairs on your head, there are so many that you can't count, right? You have water to drink. It's always there. You turn on the faucet, then you always have water to drink. Not everybody has that, okay? Start to recognize where you are blessed and things that you take for granted. Recently, I've been saying, oh, my car started today. That's awesome, you know? And that is something that people take for granted. But, I mean, the car could not start, right? My air conditioner works because I've had my air conditioner not work sometimes. And so when my air conditioner works, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's so nice to have a cool home when it's 90 degrees outside. So start to see all that you have. There's so much. There's so much abundance around you. Okay? Look at the clothes in your closet. You may look in your closet and go, I have nothing to wear, but I'm pretty sure you have quite a few things in there. You just don't want to wear them. And one of the things I want to try to do this fall, winter, is get a capsule wardrobe, because I'm kind of the same. I have a lot of clothes, but I'm like, not that. But you know what? I get to choose, right? Because there's so much in there, I get to choose which one I want to wear. You can look at songs on Spotify if you like music. There are so many songs to choose from. If you don't know what you want to listen to, you can just put in your mood and like it's going to give you some music to listen to. An abundance of music, an abundance of songs, an abundance of lyrics and words, right? So start to see this in your everyday life. Start to see how many opportunities you have, how much of stuff that's around you, and you're not even recognizing it. We get so used to our environments and our lives that sometimes, like, we don't even, not recognize it. We don't even acknowledge that we see something. Maybe you've put up like a motivational poster or like a letter board and put up some words that you want to live by. But like if it sits there in one place for so long, you like kind of become numb to it and you stop reading it. So maybe like change positions or change the words on it, move it somewhere else in your home if it's important for you and something that you feel like you need to keep learning. That was a tangent from abundance, but that's a bonus for you. Lastly, I just want to say maybe make a list of everything that you used to want and that you now have. I used to want this book. Now I have it. I used to want to be able to order from a meal delivery service. Now I have it. I used to want to have the job I have or the career I'm in, and now I have it. And saying to yourself, this is what I prayed for and I got it. It's here, right? That doesn't mean you have to stop praying. That doesn't mean you have to stop wanting more or trying to better yourself or grow. It's just recognizing there's a lot of goodness in recognizing how far you've come and what you've accomplished. So just take a minute to do that. Recognize the abundance in your life. Start with nature. It's everywhere. Okay? Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you like the show, give me a rate and review, please. And subscribe. I'll see you next time. Bye.